Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. There's a decent chance that every single day you see a symbol for the dollar, pound, euro, or rupee. But where did those symbols come from? Some evolved organically over the course of centuries, while others were the result of design competitions or government decisions. Today, let's talk about those origin stories. First up, the dollar sign. Okay, the American dollar actually traces its origins to the Spanish peso, which Spain adopted in the 1400s. Formerly known as the peso de ocho, or piece of eight, it began circulating around the globe via Spain's far-flung colonies. After the United States was formed, it modeled its new currency after the peso. In 1785, the U.S. officially adopted the dollar sign for its currency. While no one knows its precise origins, the most prominent theory says that it morphed out of the written abbreviation for peso, which was PS. Researchers theorize someone began combining the two letters, placing the S on top of the P, and eventually dropping the curved portion of the P. The resulting symbol, an S with short vertical lines attached to the top and bottom, first appeared in print after 1800. But there are actually three iterations of the dollar sign, the S with two little lines that don't connect through it, or an S with one vertical line through it, or an S with two vertical lines through it. While the previous theory covers the first two symbols, it doesn't quite explain the third version. One popular theory was suggested by Ayn Rand in her novel Atlas Shrugged, that the double-lined version was created by using the initials for the United States, placing the U over the S. But no documented evidence for this exists. The double lines may just be a way of making the currency sign stand out from the surrounding letters or numbers, and double lines are common in many currency symbols. The dollar and its sign are currently used by more than 20 countries, including Canada, Namibia, and New Zealand. Initials are usually added in front of the symbol to let people know which currency it refers to, like US dollar sign. Next up, the euro. In 1992, 12 European countries joined together to form the European Union, or EU, which was officially established the following year. The purpose of the EU was to enhance cooperation in areas such as citizenship rights and foreign policy, and to create a single currency. Over the next few years, the European Commission, the executive branch of the EU, decided that its new monetary unit would be called the euro, after Europe. The euro symbol was derived from the Greek letter epsilon, which corresponds to the letter E in English and is the first letter in the word Europe. The symbol is an epsilon with two lines horizontally through the center instead of one. The two parallel lines represent stability. The actual designer of the euro symbol has never been revealed by the European Commission, though. While the euro is one of the youngest currencies in the world, the Indian rupee is one of the oldest, as it can be traced back to the 6th century BCE. However, it didn't have a symbol until 2010. The modern rupee came into existence in 1540, when Sultan Shir Shah Suri created a silver coin named the rupiya, after the Sanskrit word rupiyakam, meaning a silver coin. The coin kept the same general look until the early 20th century. For most of its years, the rupee was denoted by the letters RS or RE. It received its symbol in 2010, after a design contest was held in India. A professor of design produced the winning symbol. It incorporates elements from both the Roman script and the Devanagari script, which is a script used to write many Indian languages. Those elements include the Devanagari Ra for rupiya and the Roman R for the English word rupee. It looks like a Roman capital R without the vertical line, and instead with two parallel horizontal lines at the top. These lines represent India's tricolor flag and the equal symbol. Several other countries use the name rupee or rupiah for their currencies, but they don't use the symbol. And then we have the pound sterling. Although the United Kingdom was a founding member of the European Union and remained so until its 2020 Brexit split, it never adopted the euro as its currency. Instead, it kept its pound sterling, considered the oldest living currency in the world. While no one knows for certain how the term pound sterling originated, most currency experts agree that it had some connection to weight and silver. The pound came from poundus, the Latin word for weight, and one British pound was equal to 1 pound of silver around the 8th century, which was a huge sum. The pound symbol, a curved uppercase L with a single line horizontally through the center, was derived from the Latin L in the word libra, which is Latin for scales or balances. The pound was adopted as the nation's first currency in 928 CE. The first pound coin was minted in 1489, and in 1717, the UK began to value the pound in gold rather than sterling silver. Some other countries, mostly former British colonies, refer to their own currency as the pound and use the same symbol, like the Egyptian pound and the Nigerian pound. As with the dollar, countries add an initial to designate the country of origin. Today's episode is based on the article, The Fascinating Stories Behind Five of the World's Big Currency Symbols, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Melanie Redzeke and McManus. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
To hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run, Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.